I'm just going to start by saying I've done stupid amounts of interviews in my time, and I don't think I've been as scared as doing this. And that says a lot when I work at a reception and I see interviewees all the time coming sweating and upset. Okay. So I'm just going to start with the basic. Are you a wall or a windmill for God? Do you do everything you can to put barriers up and to find excuses? Or do you move when God asks? Our God is a God that can move mountains, so he can surely overcome any problems you find to rejective ideas. He can knock down any walls you build, and you can see that when you look at Joshua 6. And I'll just read out a quick summary of what it says. So now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because the Israelites. No one went in and no one came out. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its kings and its fighting men. March around the city once with the armed men, and do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram and horns in front of them, in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. And when you hear them sound a long blast of the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the walls of the city will collapse, and the army will go up, and everyone will be inside will be straight in." You later see that God's promise was fulfilled when you read from 20. When the trumpet sounded, the army shouted, and at the sound of the trumpets, when the men gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed, so everyone charged straight in, and they took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with its sword every living thing in it. Every man, every woman, young child, old men, cattle, sheep, and donkeys. You can see from this that nothing will stop God. He can literally tear the mighty city walls with normal humans, music, and nothing but walking. So he can definitely overcome anything that we put in front of him. The question is he going to have to tear your walls down like he did with Jonah? Or is he going to find someone else to use like Saul and David? We need to move all the barriers for God and instead be like a windmill. We need to move freely for God's will, or we could even be aimed to be more like the wind turbines and not just move for God, but provide energy. Provide energy of faith that can help everyone else around us as well and to move other people as well as ourselves. And we'll just end with one final song, which just has the lyrics. Nothing is impossible, every chain is breakable, and with you we are victorious. No surrender, no retreat. We are free and we are redeemed, and we will declare over despair that you are the hope.